the dreadful revenge of that fellow, you know, that chap with the exploitable finger. What's his name? I'll get it in a minute. Don't go away.
I'd like to tell listeners that Mr. Greenslade is the only BBC announcer not so far approached by commercial television.
I've got it! I've got it! Dreadful Manchu Part 2.
You'll get it one day, Greenslade. That night, I was in my office at Scotland Yard, listening to the commercial television with the picture turned down.
We interrupt this advertisement to give police message. Scotland Yard anxious to contact man with explodable finger, accompanied by sinister Chinaman who have already blown up 27,000 metal saxophones. Birmingham 4, Arsenal 0, co-blimey.
Sergeant?
Yes?
This is terrible.
What?
Birmingham 4, Arsenal 0? Yes. And then there's that dreadful Chinese saxophone destroyer. My honor as chief commissioner depends upon his instant apprehension. My heavens. I'll offer £1,000 for...
£1,000 for what? What?
Let me do the talking, Moriarty. Our card.
What's this? Grit pipe, thin and Moriarty?
Yes.
I fill tower specialists? Yeah. That's no good to me. I want men to track down a saxophone exploder.
Exactly. These Eiffel Towers are simply a disguise. Moriarty, take off your Eiffel Tower, would you? There, you see, underneath he's wearing his anti-saxophone exploding set.
The very men I want! Get Fred Fu Manchu.
What about the money? The money!
I'll give you an advance. Here's an oil painting of a check for £300.
Good, good. Moriarty, take this to the Royal Academy and cash it.
Right.
Back to the case. Now then, Neddy, whom do you suspect?
The referee. He was obviously on Birmingham's side. I mean, Arsenal should have been 3 at half-time. No, Fred, no.
Yes, I know that. I mean the saxophone exploder.
Oh, yes. Fred Fu Manchu.
Yes.
He's trying to finish Britain as a saxophone-playing nation.
Gad, that goes pretty deep. Well, it's obvious we've got to stop him. Where is this fiend?
I'm told he's in the vicinity.
Then we must wait until he comes out.
But he'll recognize us in these uniforms of plainclothes men.
Then we shall disguise ourselves. I know. You put on Moriarty's Eiffel Tower, and I'll walk behind him in mine.
But wait. If Fu Manchu sees two Eiffel Towers together, he'll know one of them is a phony.
Neddy, you have a sharp mind.
Neither
two Eiffel Towers must never be seen together. Take it off and we'll use my portable Nelson's column instead. You stand on top and I'll wheel you along.
Yes, but won't that be rather conspicuous?
No, certainly not, Neddy. I'll enclose the whole thing in a cardboard replica of Charing Cross Station.
To think I doubted you. Have this watercolour of a cheque for £50.
Thank you. Moriarty.
Oh, yes.
Take this to the Royal Institute of Watercolour Painters and have it changed into woodcuts. Now then, Neddy, are you on top of the column?
Yes!
Right! Off we go!
Yes, these blockheads!